早上我们要一起来学习的题目是第一个人亚当。
This morning we are going to study the topic of the first man, Adam.
请我们来看圣经创世纪第五章第一节。
Let us begin by turning to Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪五章第一节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 1. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. Verse 2. He created them male and female, and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created. Verse 3.
Amen. 这里讲到说当神造人的日子。
Here these couple of verses describe the day when God created man.
很多的时候很多的人他们在研究这人是怎么来的。
There are many people that try to study the origin of man.
在这里呢圣经很肯定很权威的来给我们答案。
And here the Bible gives us a very direct answer.
而且是很有权威的有 authority.
And it is also an authoritative answer.
说神造人。
It says that God created mankind.
在这个保罗的讲道里头他也提到说神从一个人来造出万族的人。
And in the preachings of Paul, he describes how God had created from one man into thousands of people.
人类有一个来源。
That mankind has a source, has an origin.
是从神所造的第一个人亚当而来的。
It is through that first creation of God, Adam.
那这也代表着说这位神他是掌管一切的神。
And this is also describing how God is almighty.
我们看到现在的现实的人生我们知道人需要救恩。
We know that in our current presence, we need to be saved.
而这个救恩是神为我们也是神为人来预备的。
And this salvation was prepared by God for people.
那神将这个救恩来赐给人。
And God has given the salvation to his people.
那今天早上我们从第一个人亚当我们来认识我们自己。
So let us begin this morning by trying to understand ourselves by studying Adam.
因为我们都是亚当的后代。
Because we are all descendants of Adam.
我们都继承了亚当很多的这个特性。
We exhibit many characteristics of Adam.
请看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
那在这里就说到说那神是怎么来造人。
Here it describes how God created man.
这里我们看到说人第一个人是尘土所造的。
We see that the first man was created from dust.
那我们对尘土有什么有什么看法？
When we think about dust, what do we think?
这尘土呢是这个很微不足道的东西。
We think that dust is a very insignificant thing.
我们金子我们会很宝贵的把它收藏。
For gold, we consider it precious, so we treasure it and hide it.
我们应该是很少有人说把这个尘土好像金子一样的那么宝贵的来收藏。
It is very safe to say that people don't treasure dust like they do gold.
所以跟神比起来，人是很渺小的。
So comparing to God, man is insignificant.
那我们生活当中也有很多东西是用这个尘土来造的。
In our daily life, there are many things that we create from dust, or ground, from
很多的 utensil.
Utensils are from dust.
那这些土所造的东西呢，它价值通常也不会很高。
Things that are made from earth tend to have very low value.
当然，如果是古董的话，那是特殊的。
Of course, if it's an ancient relic, that's also very special.
那这个尘土所造的这个东西啊，而且是很脆弱的。
But we also know that things made from earth are also very fragile.
不用摔，你只是晃下去，掉到地上，可能就就粉碎，就破了。
As soon as you drop it and it touches the ground, it will break into many pieces.
我们人是尘土所造的。
People are created from earth.
我们带着这个血肉之体, 我们可以体会得到这样的事实。
Because we are just flesh and bone, we can actually experience this truth and reality.
很多的时候我们会发现说我们人很脆弱。
Many occasions we recognize that we are very weak.
当遇到困难的时候,我们会发现我们是很渺小的,很有限的。
When we encounter challenges, we know that, or we realize that we are insignificant and also very small.
当我们遇到病痛的时候,我们会发现我们是很脆弱的。
When we encounter illness, we realize we are weak.
我们再请看创世纪第五章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
这里说亚当,他虽然活了930岁, 但是他死了。Here
it describes that Adam, although he lived to 930 years, he still died.
所以这个脆弱包括着人会死。
The weakness of man includes death.
那这里说亚当他活了930岁,他就死了。And
here it recalls that Adam lived to 930 and then died.
我们再请看第三章19节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 19. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you are taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return.
在亚当他们犯罪之后，这是神给他们的命定。After
Adam and Eve had had caused sin or had sinned, this is what God had given to them as a command.
就说你们必定会死，而且要归回尘土。God
said to them that you will die and you will return to the ground.
那就成为人类生活当中的一个事实。And
this is describing the truth of life.
每一个人都会经过这个看得见的这个死亡。
Every person will encounter this death.
意思就是说这个血肉之体,它一定会朽坏,它会衰残,会朽坏。
And this is to give us the reminder that flesh and blood and bone will eventually decay.
那所以这个,因为它是这个血肉之体是在这个物质的层面。
Because flesh and blood are material, after all.
那我们知道,除了这个物质界之外,还有一个灵界。
But we know that beyond material, we know that there is a spiritual realm.
那这个物质界,它不能够去承受那个灵界的。
In the material realm, you cannot appreciate the spiritual realm.
所以这个血肉肢体是没有办法承受那个属于灵界的那个天国。
The flesh and blood cannot receive that heavenly kingdom.
因为这个血肉肢体它一定会朽坏。
Because flesh and blood will decay, decay over time.
那个属灵的天国,那个天国啊, 它是不朽坏的。The
spiritual kingdom does not decay.
我们参考一下哥林多前书15章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书15章50节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption.
这里讲到这个血肉肢体啊，它是不能够去承受将来的这个天国神的国。
Here it describes that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
所以这就是为什么人需要救恩。
This is why mankind needs salvation.
这就是为什么我们需要来追求认识主耶稣。
This is why we must pursue and get to know God.
我们一定要得着什么来承受那个不朽坏的。
But what is it that we must seek that will never decay?
因为这个血肉肢体它是会朽坏。
Because flesh and blood will decay, it cannot go inherit that cannot decay.
在亚当里头, 人, 会死，会朽坏。
Because we are descendants of Adam, we are mankind, and we will eventually decay.
那当然也有人说，死这件事情是非常的公平的。
Some people say that death is a very fair thing.
无论任何人都要遇到这个事情。
Because regardless of whoever you are, you will inevitably encounter death.
没有一个可以例外的。
No one is an exception.
但是在这个事实里头呢，却让人看到说，这个看得见的这个生活呢，其实是没有意义的。
And in this truth, we recognize that everything that we can say and experience in this world is really meaningless.
当很多事情碰到死亡，它就成为没有意义。
Because when you compare most things to death, most of it just is meaningless.
所以传道书里头说，看到人世间的这个死亡，那就这是一个很大的虚空。
That's why in Ecclesiastes, it teaches that in death, everything else seems to be meaningless.
我们请看传道书第二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书第二章十五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 15.
旧约圣经796页。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 17. 15. So I said in my heart, as it happens to the fool, it also happens to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, this also is vanity.
16.
Verse 16. For there is no more remembrance of the wise than of the fool forever, since all that now is will be forgotten in the days to come. And how does a wise man die? As the fool.
如果没有神，没有信仰。
If there is no God, there is no faith.
人活着到最后是没有意义，是虚空。
And if that is the case, then man lives until his death, and then realizes that it is all emptiness.
无论任何人都要面对死亡。
Regardless of whoever you are, you will die.
那所以这里说，那我为何比别人更努力？我为什么要比别人更有智慧呢？
And here it poses the question, why is it that I must be more hardworking or more wise than others?
所以在生活当中如果没有神，没有信仰，那真的是很，真的想到后来真的是没有意义，是虚空的。
It is because when we realize that if we have no God and therefore no faith, then we realize that after death it is just complete emptiness.
这就是为什么有很多人有很奇怪的思想。很奇怪的行为。
This is why many people have very strange perspectives and actions.
因为在生活当中没有神，没有信仰。
Because in their lives they may have no God and no faith.
其实我们应该有的真正的认识是什么呢？
But what is the true understanding?
是的，这个血肉之体，它是尘土，它是卑微的，它是脆弱的。
Is understanding that flesh and blood is temporary and will decay.
但是神所造的每一件事情其实都有它的目的，都有它的意义。
But we know that everything that God does has a purpose.
这个血肉之体是我们人的灵魂居住的地方。
We know that the flesh and blood is the vessel for our spirit.
这个神将生命放在我们里头。
That the eternal life is, excuse me, the spirit is dwells within our body.
那另外，这个圣灵也要住在我们里头。
And that it is also that the spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives within us.
那这样这个是非常的宝贵的，这个是有意义的。
This is very priceless and also very meaningful.
那个从那个我们请看一下哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
新约圣经234页。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
19节。
Verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Verse 20, for you were brought at a, you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
在主耶稣基督里头，我们就不再是虚空的。
Under Jesus Christ, we are no longer empty.
因为这个血肉之体要成为这个圣灵居住的地方。
Because our flesh is the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
因为有圣灵的内住，所以让我们的整个人生变得不一样。
It is because that the Holy Spirit dwells within us that our lives are completely changed.
那再来，这个血肉之体呢，它是这个行为的一个工具。
And that our flesh is merely a tool for action.
可以用这个身体来荣耀神。
We can use our body to glorify God.
那这个身，这个血肉之体呢，也可以去作恶。
But we also recognize that our bodies can do evil.
所以这个血肉之体它是重要的。
Which is why our flesh is very important.
那决定于说你是荣耀神呢，还是你去作恶。
And this is why you must make the decision whether or not you are to do good or to do evil.
所以这个血肉之体它是有意义的，它是有目的的。
Our flesh now becomes very meaningful and has a purpose.
它要成为一个来荣耀神的工具。
It is to become a tool that glorifies God.
这是神造人的一个目的之一。
This is the main purpose of God's creation of us.
所以人如果没有达到这个目的，
If man does not achieve this purpose,
那这样子这个人生才是没有意义的，是虚空的。
Then our lives are meaningless and are filled with emptiness.
好像我们做一个东西，它一定会有它的目的。
For example, whatever we create it with a purpose.
可能用来观赏用的它一定，我们一定把它做得很漂亮。
If it is for us to appreciate the beauty of, we will make it very beautiful.
如果我们做一个要观赏的东西，但是呢，把它做得很非常的不美观，非常的丑。
But if we were to create an art piece that was quite ugly,
那个这个东西呢，就失去了它的意义跟它的目的。
Then this piece loses its purpose and meaning.
如果我们做一个东西是要来用的。
If we were to create something that has utility,
那结果它不能用。
But in the end, you cannot use it.
那就失去了这个东西被造的目的跟意义。
Then this thing loses its purpose and meaning.
所以我们是有目的的被造。
Thus, we are created with a purpose.
这个血肉之体它是行为的一个表现的工具。
Our flesh, our bodies, are merely a tool for our tools.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
Romans chapter 8, verse 5.
Romans chapter 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
第六节。
Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
我们所要的是能够得着生命跟平安。
What we ultimately want for each of us is life and peace.
那就是过着荣耀神的生活。
And that we may be able to glorify God in our life.
这个达到神造人的目的。
This is achieving our purpose in life.
这就是为什么神造人的时候是照着他的形象来造的。
This is why God created man in his image.
那在亚当里头，人丧失了这样的一个目的。
And, 丧失了。
失去了。
This is why Adam had...
在亚当里头，人丧失去了这个被造的目的。
Oh, this is why under Adam, mankind had lost its purpose.
那所以人生就变成没有意义，而且是虚空的。
Which is why life or people's lives have become empty and meaningless.
那人只是过着这种体贴肉体的这种生活。
It is the reason why people start leading very material-based lives.
那所以呢, 我们需要主耶稣的救恩。
Which is why we need the salvation from Jesus. 哦,
如何让我们的人生不再是虚空跟没有意义。
So that our lives no longer become empty and meaningless.
哦, 就是要认识主耶稣来领受主耶稣的救恩。
It is so that we may be able to partake in that salvation from Jesus.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's continue with Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第一节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
第二节。
Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
这里说我们要领受主耶稣基督的救恩。
Here it describes that we must be able to partake the salvation of Jesus.
那我们就不被定罪了。
So that we will no longer be fettered by sin.
因为我们可以用这个身体来过着荣耀神的生活。
Because we can use our bodies to glorify God in our lives.
那为什么我们能够过着一个荣耀神的生活呢？
But why is it that we would glorify God in our lives?
因为我们不再受这个罪来辖制我们。
Because we will not be oppressed, oppressed by sin anymore.
就是我们能够胜过罪。
It means that we can overcome sin.
这就是为什么我们需要主耶稣基督的救恩。
This is why we need Jesus' salvation.
那所以接下来保罗他说到说我们要顺服圣灵的带领。
Next, Paul describes how we must act according to the Holy Spirit's guidance.
就是罗马书第八章第六节所说的要体贴圣灵。
It continues on in verse 6, For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
那我们如何能够去体贴圣灵呢?
But how is it that we can be spiritually minded?
我们要去回想到这个亚当。
We have to think about Adam.
我们都是亚当的后代。
We are all descendants of Adam.
所以我们要知道我们是脆弱的。
So we must know that we are weak.
我们请看耶伯记第六章。
Let's turn to Job, chapter 6. Job, chapter 6, verse 12. Job, chapter 6, verse 12.
旧约圣经631页。
Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh bronze?
在耶伯受苦的当中啊，他提到说， 提到说，其实我是非常脆弱的。
When Job was suffering, he had asked, he had realized that his flesh was very weak.
他说，我难道好像石头或者铜那样子的坚强坚硬吗？
He asked whether or not his strength was the strength of stones, or if his flesh was as strong as bronze.
在这里，耶伯他认识了自己。
At this point, Job understood himself.
我是非常的脆弱的。
He understood that he was very weak.
那我们人要看清楚这个事实。
As people, we have to really understand this truth.
所以在这一条人生的道路上面，我们要有节制。
That in our daily lives, we must have self-control.
当一个人他不认识自己的时候，他常常就过着没有节制的生活。
When a person doesn't understand who he is or who she is, he will not have self-control.
所以圣灵的果子最后一个项目是节制。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit in the end it appears as self-control.
那是人在无论是在日常的生活或者信仰的道路上面都是很重要的一个项目。
This is a very important aspect for not only our daily lives, but also in our spiritual journey.
我们每一天的生活，我们要吃，要穿，要住。
In our daily lives, we have to think about the things that we eat, what we wear.
我们需要工作。
We know we need to have a job.
我们需要有一些休闲的活动。
We know we need to have leisurely activities.
所有的这些事情啊，都需要有节制。
But in all of these things, we need to have self-control.
因为我们人是脆弱的。
Because we people are very weak.
就好像说, 这个吃也是要节制。
So for example, when we eat, we also have to have self-control.
哦，如果吃没有节制，那就会破坏了自己的啊自己的身体的健康。
For if we did not, we would easily ruin our health.
哦，人有这个感情 emotion。
People have emotions.
哦，那这个感情也需要，也需要有节制。
And emotions also require self-control.
哦，没有节制的感情。常常就会破坏了人的生活。
If there is no self-control in emotions, then they can ruin our lives.
我们请参考创世纪三十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 33.
创世纪三十三章十三节。
Genesis chapter 33, verse 13. Genesis chapter 33, verse 13. But Jacob said to him, My Lord knows that the children are weak.And the flocks and herds which are nursing are with me. And if the men should drive them hard one day, all the flock will die.
14节.
Verse 14. Please let my lord go on ahead before his servant. I will lead on slowly at a pace which the livestock that go before me and the children are able to endure until I come to my lord in Seir.
或许这是雅各他不愿意跟他的哥哥以扫一起走的一个借口。
This is where Jacob had given an excuse to his brother Esau, where he did not want to go ahead.
但是他也说出了一个事实。
But he also talks about a truth.
因为跟着雅各的有雅各的年幼的孩子。
Jacob had very young children.
那雅各的这些牲畜里头啊，也有一些是这个弱小的。
And so these children were also.His livestock were also very small.
好，所以呢，雅各说：“我需要节制，照着他们的力量来往前走。”
Which is why he had to have some self-control on the amount of distance they could cover.
就像十三节最后一句话，雅各所说的：“哦，若是吹赶一天，这些禽畜都必死了。”
And just like Jacob says in the second half of verse 13, where he says, And if the men should drive them hard one day, all the flock will die.
所以我们要认清楚我们人是这样子，我们是脆弱的。
Thus, we must recognize that we people are like this. We are weak.
所以生活的每一个层面，包括我们的信仰，都是要有节制的。
And every aspect, including our faith, requires self-control.
这个就是顺服圣灵，体贴圣灵。
This is to be spiritually minded.
那我们人的这个人性呢，常常是喜欢这个逞强哈，就是勉强自己来做一些事情。
Our human nature is to challenge ourselves or to take on certain daunting tasks.
比如说我一定要比某某人好。
For example, we often say we must be better than such and such.
或者我一定要是第一名
or that I have to be first place.
那在这样的情形之下，常常就失去了节制。
And under these circumstances, many times we lose our self-control.
那常常让我们不能够用我们这个身体来荣耀神。
And in these situations, we usually lose our ability to glorify God with our bodies.
在信仰这件事情上面也是一样，要有节制。
And in faith, we must also have self-control.
我们请看《生命记》二十九章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
二十九章。
29. Deuteronomy chapter 29.
生命记二十九章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us.And to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
这里讲到这个隐秘的事情，人所不知道、不明白的事情，那个是属于神的。
Here it describes that there are secret things that belong to God.
那神如果愿意让我们知道的，他一定会向我们显明。
But God knows that if there are things that which are that belong to us, He will reveal them to us.
人的本分就是从对圣经所明白、所了解的，我们去遵行。
People must read according to the Bible and then observe it and act according to it.
哦，我们不用很刻意的一定要去挖掘那些所谓隐秘的事情。
We do not have to try to unravel all the secrets that may lie within the Bible.
哦，但是人的一个人性的一个弱点呢，就是常常喜欢去挖掘，哈，去挖掘一些啊所谓隐秘的事情。
But one of the weaknesses of man is that we always want to go seek the secrets and divulge them.
尤其有一些人对宗教非常的热切，非常的热心。
Especially those who are very fervent and zealous for religion.
所以我们常常过一段时间就会听到很大的很大的消息说，哦，世界末日什么时候要来到。
Which is why we often hear about certain people proclaiming that the end of the world is near.
说这些话的人，他们在信仰上都是很热切的人。
The people that say these things, they have very great passion for religion.
但是呢，没有节制。
But they have no self-control.
因为这样的这个所谓世界的末日，这圣经很清楚的告诉我们，没有人知道那个时刻。
Because we clearly understand that in the Bible, it never describes to you when exactly is the end of time.
所以我们是亚，我们从亚当看到。我们人真的是有限的，是脆弱的。
So when we look at the example of Adam, we know that we have limitations and we are weak.
那重要的就是我们应该学习的来过着依靠神的生活。
But the important thing is that we learn to live a life that relies on God.
请看哥林多后书十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书。哥林多后书十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
新约圣经258页，哥林多后书十二章第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
这个神让保罗身上有一根刺。
Here, Jesus gives Paul one last word of one last word.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7. Oh, the thorn in his flesh.
这个神允许保罗身上有一根刺。
Oh, Jesus gives Paul a thorn in his flesh.
这个。保罗为这件事情求神三次。
For this particular occurrence, Paul had pleaded to Jesus three times.
希望说这个刺能够离开他。
He pleaded to have the thorn be removed from his flesh.
看起来主耶稣并没有把这个刺拿掉。
And it seems that Jesus did not remove that thorn.
因为这是对保罗是一个很好的提醒。
Because this was an important reminder for Paul.
这个第七节。最后一句话说，免得我过于自高。
And the second part of verse 7 says, lest I be exalted above measure.
这个自高就是一种人的一种没有节制，所以才会自高。
When people do not have self-control, they tend to exalt themselves.
那所以啊，这个主耶稣要保罗他能够对自己有节制。
And which is why Jesus wanted to help teach Paul about self-control.
让他能够更多的依靠神。
So that Paul would be able to rely on God even more.
因为保罗得着很多很大的恩赐。
Because Paul had, he had obtained many thorns, many gifts.
那所以保罗讲道有力量，而且他能够行神迹。
Because Paul was able to preach the word of God and also help perform many miracles.
那这样子很容易人在信仰上就没有了节制。
And with these gifts from God, it's very easy to lose self-control.
所以主耶稣刻意的将一根刺放在他身上。
Which is why Jesus wanted to give Paul that thorn onto his flesh.
所以他能够节制而且依靠神。
So that Paul would recognize that he needed self-control and trust or rely on God.
再看诗篇六十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 62.
诗篇六十二篇第九节。
Psalms 62, verse 9. Psalm 62, verse 9. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor.
在圣洁的神面前，我们真的是很卑微的。
In the presence of God, people are very low in stature.
从起初亚当被造的时候，就是这样的一个状况。
From the time of Adam's creation, it has always been this case.
更何况是当人犯了罪之后，那更是卑微。
And especially after mankind had committed sin, they had become even lower in stature.
所以我们人一定要在神面前来谦卑。
Which is why we must be humble in the presence of God.
那我们要靠着神的帮助，我们不断地来提升我们的这个品德。
Which is why we must continually trust and rely on God so that we may be able to be worthy of God.
就是我们的这个行为啊，能够越来越好。
That our actions may be continually improved.
我们总是要记住，我们被拣选的目的是为了要来荣耀神。
Because we have to remind ourselves that when we are chosen by God, it is so that we may glorify Him.
所以用我们这个身体啊，来行出美好的行为。
Let us use our bodies to be able to perform these good actions.
这样子才能够荣耀神。
This is how we will glorify God.
这是我们应该认识的。
This is what we need to understand.
那我们把很多的事情都要很清醒的来看每一件事情。
We must be very sober as we see everything that happens.
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
我们很清楚的来看到自己是怎样的人。
We have to see clearly who we are exactly.
我们只不过是亚当的后代。
We are only descendants of Adam.
所以我们不要为这个肉体去安排去放纵。
We must not place our physical needs too highly.
不要放纵我们的 sinful desire.
We cannot place too highly the sinful desire.
那我们也不是靠着这个肉体的苦修而来得到神的喜悦。
We must not 苦修。
不是靠着我们自己的努力要来得到神的喜悦。
We must not rely on our own our own suffering and hard work to be able to attain the approval of God.
我们要把自己看得很清楚。
We must see ourselves very clearly.
最后我们看罗马书第五章。
Lastly, let us turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章十四节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 14. Romans chapter 5 verse 14.Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who was a type of him who was to come.
这里说到有那个第一个被造的人亚当。
Here tells about the first person that was created, Adam.
那在亚当里头呢，我们都在罪的这个权柄之下。
And starting from Adam, we had always been under the control of sin.
那我们所盼望的是那个以后要来的那个亚当。
And what we all hope for is the future Adam who has yet to come.
那这个末后的亚当已经来了。
So the Adam after the end of days has already come.
就是主耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
那我们要从这个第一个亚当里头 来成为在第二个亚当里头。
So we must turn from the first Adam into the Adam that is to come.
因为这个在第一个亚当里头就是罪人。
Because under the first Adam, we are all people of sin.
那所以这里说，那以后要来啊，这个亚当乃是那以后要来之人的意象。
Because here it says that the Adam that has come is to be a type of God, or to be in the likeness of God.
那个十四节的最后一句话。
In the let's look exactly at the last phrase of verse 14. Who is a type of him who was to come?
这个主耶稣跟亚当有一个相似的地方。
There's a similarity between Jesus and Adam.
好，我们人都是在亚当里头。
We are all descendants of Adam.
好，那我们人也可以成为都在主耶稣里头。
And whatever we can become is under Jesus.
好，那这个会有一个很大的，那个结果是很大的不一样。
The results are very different.
请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
45节。
Verse 45. And so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
这里在比较第一个亚当跟这个末后的亚当。
Here it compares the first man Adam, and then the Adam after the end of days.
这里说到那个首先的亚当，他成了有灵的活人。
And it says that that last Adam became a life. The first Adam became a living being.
那所以。我们人跟万物比起来，我们是尊贵的。
And that when we are compared to other things, we are very precious.
但是亚当犯了罪。
But Adam had committed sin.
所以我们在他里头，我们也都成为罪人。
And so after that, everyone is also a person of sin.
那今天我们要成为在主耶稣基督里头。
And today we must all try to become people under Jesus.
在这个四十五节的最后一句话说，这个末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
In the last half of verse 45, it says that the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
我们要活，成为一个活人。
We must become like a living person.
有天上的生命。
That we have a life given from the heavens,
能够承受天上的产业,
that we may be able to inherit the kingdom of heaven.
这就是为什么我们需要信耶稣。
This is why we must believe in Jesus.
因为这个血肉之体它是不能够承受那个不朽坏的产业。
Because our bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of the heavenly kingdom.
我们这个身体不能够去 inheritance, 不能够去承受天上的产业。
Our bodies cannot inherit that of the heavens.
我们一定要在主耶稣里头，因为主耶稣是叫人活的灵。
Because we must be in Jesus, because Jesus is a life-giving spirit.
所以意思就是说，没有信耶稣就是在死的状况里头。
What this means is that if you do not believe in Jesus, you are just going to result in death.
那不能够承受天国。
And you will not inherit the kingdom of God.
那在主耶稣基督里头成为活人。
But in Jesus, you can become a living being.
这才能够承受将来天国的产业。
Which you will be able to inherit the kingdom of God.
我们一起唱诗219首。
Let us sing hymn 219.